On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, it's Tom Crosdale.
Fire bosses have been described as being out of the loop the night of the Manchester Arena bombing. A review found there was a two-hour delay in crews with specialist equipment being deployed. Figan Murray's son Martin Heads was among the 22 people who died in the terror attack last May. She says there are positive findings too.
In the report there were amazing accounts of personal heroism, but also of people in positions of authority who decided to override their rules and procedures and just act humanely.
A Kent MP says he still wants to question Mark Zuckerberg, despite him rejecting a request to appear before the committee he chairs. Damian Collins and his colleagues on the Culture and Media Committee want to speak to the Facebook boss over a data breach. There are claims Cambridge Analytica got hold of data from 50 million people's profiles and used it to try to influence elections. Christopher Wiley used to work for the British company and says his bosses knew everything.
What I've provided to the committee is the signed contracts, okay, with Alexander Kogan's signature and Alexander Nix's signature on a contract that references using an app that harvests Facebook data and the friend network data also.
Mark Zuckerberg says his deputies could give evidence instead.
KMFM News.
A man dubbed the Canterbury Cannibal after he plotted to attack and kill a 14-year-old girl has been moved to a psychiatric hospital in the US. Dal Bollinger was locked up for 9 years in 2014, but relocated to the States after being released early. The 62-year-old was taken into custody after neighbours found out about his past and is now at a sex offender treatment centre in Nebraska. A man's appeared in court accused of trying to murder his brother in a hotel in Ramsgate. Rafael Pietras was seriously injured after being stabbed at the Travel Lodge in Royal Parade in February. 32-year-old Marek Pietras has been remanded in custody until his next court appearance next month. Police want to speak to anyone who saw a fatal crash in Thanet. A motorcyclist in his 30s went into the central reservation on the A229 at Cliff's End yesterday afternoon.
KMFM News.
A counselling guide for young people who are struggling with their mental health has been launched by a Kent charity. Tunbridge Wells-based Fegans are starting a new campaign called Headspace to try and help children with depression or anxiety. They hold sessions for up to 400 youngsters every week and visit schools to tell people they don't have to suffer in silence. Poet Dean Atta is involved.
My poetry was like therapy for me. It was an opportunity for me to like figure things out, but actually also having actual talking therapy with a trained professional was so different and so helpful in its own way.
The Archbishop of Canterbury is going to be at a pub in Thanet later to answer questions in the run-up to Easter. Justin Welby is holding a question time-style session at the Wetherspoons in Ramsgate. Anna Drews from the Diocese of Canterbury.
I think it'll be a really good, fun evening. The Archbishop says, you know, he's happy to answer any questions and people can submit their questions in advance or on the evening. So it should be a fairly big event. We're really looking forward to it.
He's also visiting schools and meeting community leaders over the next few days and will take part in an Easter vigil in Broadstairs on Saturday. And Ant McPartlin will appear in this weekend's Saturday Night Takeaway, but only in a pre-recorded segment. Dec's going to host the last two shows of the series on his own after his co-presenter was charged with drink driving.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
England manager Gareth Southgate says any disconnect between the fans and the national team is because of failings of previous sides, including ones he was involved with as a player. More on that and the rest of the day sports. Here's Molly.
Well, his young squad take on Italy at Wembley tonight, their final friendly before the group's name to go to the World Cup. Southgate says his players are yet to reach their full potential.
There's still years ahead of them yet, and they can grow as a group and get better and better. So we've got to give them some space to do that. I know people don't necessarily want to do that, especially in an international environment, and that's not me as a coach trying to buy time.
The use of a fourth substitute during extra time of knockout games has been confirmed by UEFA for next season's Champions League and Europa League. Among other alterations, 12 replacements will be able to be named on the bench for finals, as well as the Super Cup. And Johanna Konta will drop outside of the world's top 20 women's tennis players. It's after she lost to Venus Williams in the fourth round of the Miami Open.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.